Rapper Talib Kweli has a new album out. It's called Gravitas. Flow sicker cause I flow with vigor. I'm no beginner, peak the whole agenda. Control my center cause I gravitate with gravitas. This my inner monologue. As part of his Micropolis series, WNYC's Arun Venugopal spoke with the musician about his childhood and the spaces that inspired his work. He grew up in Brooklyn, didn't he?
He did. In Flatbush, in Park Slope, went to Brooklyn Tech. Said he saw the neighborhood change before his eyes, for better or for worse.
Well, worse if you're Spike Lee, I guess.
Yeah, well, he does hit on Spike's recent tirade against gentrifiers in Brooklyn. The Brooklyn he grew up in was a place of jazz and hip-hop and a certain community spirit. He spent his weekends in Prospect Park.
Baseball in the summers, ice skating in the winter. And then, you know, later on, going to high school, it was about going to, like, Spike's joint, Spike Lee's store.
When you think about spaces, are there certain spaces that automatically evoke musical memories for you that you really associate with music when you wander around?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, Fort Greene Park was across the street from Brooklyn Tech, you know, and when I think about Fort Greene Park, I think about Spike Lee's father, Bill Lee, and all those jazz musicians, Branford Marsalis and all them who moved to Brooklyn and stayed around the park.
Talib says Fort Greene Park reminds him of The Education of Sonny Carson, a movie from 1974 that inspired a generation of musicians like Lauryn Hill.
That movie takes place all around Brooklyn, and there's a very important, like, gang initiation scene in Fort Greene Park, like right at that big monument.
But dig this, if I don't get little boy the way I want to get him, I want him gotten. I want him laying out. I want him gotten.
When I was growing up, you didn't go in Fort Greene Park. Now I see people jogging and walking dogs. When I was at Brooklyn Tech, like, you just didn't go in that park after dark.
Oh, I remember when I moved to Fort Greene, somebody was like, oh, welcome to the neighborhood. Myrtle Avenue, we used to call it Murder Avenue. I was like, oh, really? I didn't know.
Yeah, that. Myrtle Avenue was an avenue you just did not walk down unless you knew someone in that neighborhood after dark. Now it's completely different.
Spike sort of referred to the hordes of dog owners who've kind of taken over the park and the neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Park Slope dog owners got Fort Greene dog owners beat. You know, their dogs just shit everywhere, you know. But, you know, Fort Greene, Spike Lee's little tirade or whatever, it was completely and totally on point. You have to respect the community you move into. I'm not talking about legally. I'm talking about morally. I'm talking about rights and wrong. You know, we talk white privilege is like a key buzzword right now with, like, intellectuals and liberals and whatever. But this is a privilege that extends beyond white privilege even. It's just a general sort of lack of understanding.
What do you mean it extends beyond white privilege?
Well, because it's not just about race at that point. It's about class. It's about culture. Whether they were white or black, they might be Asian, Hispanic, whatever their race was. There was a certain amount of privilege being invoked there. I'm from the birthplace of pocket big.
Stop the frisk where we call it cops pig. I'd like to refer to one of your own on the song New York Shining. You know, it's sort of on one level this classic anthem about New York. But then you rap that the thrill is gone. You say, Mickey Mouse is the biggest threat. Hell's Kitchen, more like Hell's Kitchenette. Road tripping where I'm going, I ain't figured yet. And I'm wondering, how much do you feel about this sort of, like, loss of what New York City should be?
You know, it's complicated because I'm a citizen of the city, and I grew up in the city, and I like to see nice things, and I have kids and stuff, but, you know, there's still debauchery. It's just hidden, and I think it's nostalgia speaking, but I would like the debauchery to be a little bit more on Front Street. As far as the Disneyification of Times Square, it's fine to be able to clean some things up, but when you clean it up so bad that you lose the personality of it, that becomes no fun for me.
I know you've got two kids, am I right?
Yes.
Did they grow up here in Brooklyn?
Yes.
What values did the Brooklyn you grew up in have, I mean, that weren't available to your kids?
No, I mean, you know, my kids, I grew up in the same neighborhoods that I grew up in, went to the same schools and have the same influences, and now I see them sort of as the second comings of me, but better.
In what sense?
You know, my son raps, and he's better now at his age than I was when I was that age. I'm stepping onto the podium while still watching my sodium. Youngest in the game, but there's still no one as old as him. My daughter is, you know, posts little videos on YouTube. She's like a Brooklyn girl, but for all the right reasons.
Do you see them growing up in a different sort of multicultural Brooklyn?
They grow up in a different world in general, whereas I spent afternoons watching TV shows and memorizing theme songs to my favorite TV shows. They spend their afternoon on, like, SoundCloud and YouTube and Facebook. They don't watch TV at all. I was part of community in Flatbush and the Washington Square Park and all that. They're global citizens. Their community is way larger. because of the internet.
Do you think that for them or for other kids that there is a loss with that loss of physical community?
Yeah, I don't think anything is real if it's not in the flesh. The community can exist online, but it doesn't really become real until you show up.
Hey, yo, son, you hear that? It's championship music.
Talib Kweli will be showing up in Brooklyn a week from today to perform songs from his latest album. This is Micropolis. I'm Arun Vanigopal at WNYC.
Heed the battle call. Check the catalog. Flow so crazy, it's Adderall with the padded walls. And more twisted turns in the body, just on the baddest broad. This cattle call rap is weak. My honor matter more. Your whole style's different than mannequins you see at a store. You mannequins, the Shanti or Kenny. I mean, the Lattimore. No ping pong, and we volleying with the back and forth. Straight King Kong in the trap, we blasting off.
You want Nigerian money, see me in Qatar drunk. Waving the K, I can't fake the funk. Blessed with the belts, flying in the stealths. Jury on the neck, diamonds in the chels. You know I wrestle with pawns, getting my money, we going to automatic, lean a player, we don't. You can't see us, the new phenoms, I like the Benzions, split your wig like I got three arms, I need a fee.